This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's wrong.
Thank you for sitting down with me.
Thank you very much. My honor.
It's been a long 9 months.
It has been a long time. I agree.
I want to ask you about the beginning of your campaign. There had to be a moment on stage at a campaign rally or one night after a win where it occurred to you, I could actually be the president. When was that?
Well, I think the debates were really a big thing. And not to bring up an unpleasant debate, but, you know, that first debate was pretty amazing, and 24 million people watching it, a record on cable television. And I think that meant something. I think that first debate meant something, because I felt very, very comfortable with the subject, and I felt very comfortable with the people I was competing against.
Let's talk a little bit about litigation, because you have threatened to sue many people in the course of the campaign, but of course, if you wind up president, you're not going to be able to do that either. Well, can you go 4 years without threatening to sue anybody?
Well, what China's done to us is, well, maybe you do the world, you do have methods of suing countries.
It's going to be a busy law firm.
No, it's going to be busy, but it's a little different. And it's also a tactic for me. It's a business for me, and I've been successful, and I've, used litigation, and sometimes I use it maybe when I shouldn't, and sometimes I don't.
Well, it kind of lays out the things to come here. Megan and Donald Trump being nice, getting together, and you could tell she was a bit pensive, going, oh, it's been 9 months, a grueling 9 months. It's kind of hard to think that it was 9 months ago when all the fray occurred on that first Fox debate. To their credit, they were able to, patch things up, have a conversation. Of course, why not? I mean, it makes her into a hero. And he's a ratings juggernaut. So why would she want to avoid him, right?
Well, even at one point in the interview, Trump said, I know we had our issues, but I really respect you because you reached out to me for this interview. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I really respect that. And they kind of had their, some people are saying it was a really, a fluff piece, if you will. But she's been critical of Trump the whole time. So why would she now decide that, well, I better get in line with this guy?
Well, I don't think she necessarily did that, but I think she was able to maintain a certain amount of her, journalistic foundation, without going overboard. I mean, she didn't go Hannity or Chris Matthews with a thrill or anything like that. But you could tell there was some sense of relief. I don't think that any of us want to be in contention with somebody. I mean, we have a job to do. He's got a job to do. She has a job to do as a reporter and as a journalist. And, she wants to be faithful to that. And, to her credit, I mean, she reached out to Trump, said, hey, look, let's try to, let's talk this through. And Trump is the kind of person, being the businessman, is he respects people who believe in themselves and, hey, they're ready to, take a stand. And I think he bullied her a bit. And it's that old thing that we learn in school, in the sandbox of life when you first go to school, is when you, the first time you come in, come into contention with a bully, you learn real quick that you got to bully that bully back. If not, you're going to be owned by that bully throughout
stand
your school
ground.
Year, right?
You got to
exactly.
stand your ground. You don't have to fight them or anything like that, but you got to stand your ground. You got to let them know that this isn't going to be, but everybody made a big deal about that. But look at how he dealt. Look how he dealt with Rubio. Look at how he dealt with, Cruz. He didn't care if you were he did not care if you were a woman or a man. That was his tactic, to bully you.
Exactly.
So everybody tried to make a big deal out of it, but he treated her the same way he treated Rubio.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he really did. I mean, it's equal opportunity, and so from that standpoint, and I think you know, she learned a lot. She learned a lot from the experience, and it seemed like, you know, that came out in the interview. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Don't forget, if you want to be in the running for that free Risen DVD, send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, Martinez, count me in. I want that free DVD. Who knows? You could be a winner. All right. This is Bill Martinez, live.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Grassroots level, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have the courage to do something about it? It seems that America is waking up to the reality that we're starting to lose grip of this republic. And, you know, we've got to continue to fight the good fight and, you know, get more people on board, because this is an all hands on deck kind of situation if we are going to get this country of ours back on track. With us right now, Maureen Malloy Ferguson. She is a senior policy advisor for the Catholic Association, a frequent speaker and commentator on Catholic issues in the public square. Maureen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi there. Nice to be on with you.
Yeah, we've got you in a rough area here. We got a lot of background noise, so we're going to try to make this work here, Maureen. Hopefully, you know, because I want people to hear what you have to say, particularly as it pertains to the Supreme Court decision regarding the Little Sisters of the Poor.
That's right. On Monday, we had what I would characterize as a win on the road to an ultimate victory in the Little Sisters of the Poor case. It wasn't a definitive win on Monday, but at least the Supreme Court seemed to recognize how outrageous it is that as part of this HHS mandate, the Obama administration is threatening massive government fines, oppressive fines, on groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor and other charitable organizations. The court ordered the Obama administration to back off and said they cannot impose fines while this is worked out at the lower court level.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the fines, I mean, the fines were astronomical. I mean, you know, as if the Little Sisters of the Poor are not poor enough, let's just obliterate them all the more with the exorbitant fines that were going to be imposed as a result of Obamacare, right?
That's right. Literally millions of dollars in fines on this group, the Little Sisters of the Poor, nuns who have dedicated their lives to caring for the least among us. These are beautiful sisters. My daughters volunteer at a Little Sisters of the Poor nursing home. They are the most joyful places. They treat their residents with such incredible dignity and respect, and they call themselves the midwives to heaven, because nobody dies alone at a Little Sisters of the Poor nursing home. These sisters are right by their side.
And for that, this is the way this government and this administration is treating them and challenging, you know, our First Amendment right. I mean, the freedom of religion. I mean, you know, they don't want religion getting into government, but it's okay if government gets into religion, I guess.
That's exactly what's going on. And the Obama administration, in the supplemental brief that the Supreme Court asked for, the Obama administration finally conceded that they don't have to hijack the Little Sisters of the Poor health care plan in order to distribute abortion drugs and contraceptives. The government finally admitted they have other ways of doing it, and that's all the Little Sisters have been asking for all along. Just leave us out of it. Just exempt us like you've already exempted 1 in 3 Americans. So the government
exactly.
has been saying, oh, we're giving exemptions to Pepsi and Visa and our friends in the union and all these other groups of Americans. But no, we're not going to exempt you, none. And it's not just the Little Sisters. Of course, there are many plaintiffs in this case, many religious educational institutions and other, you know, Catholic archdiocese, other charitable organizations. So the Little Sisters are the lead plaintiffs, of course. But this has huge implications for a lot of religious charities and educational organizations.
Well, Maureen, how do they reconcile this? Because in their heart of hearts, you know, what the Obama administration is, you know, thrusting upon the people is, I mean, one way or another, I mean, we're complicit in this deal. We can't really stand back and say, well, you know, we've got kind of some plausible deniability here legally, but still we have a country that wants to promote abortions and abortifacient products and pharmaceuticals, and they not only want acceptability, but they want us to pay for it. And our taxes support that.
I mean, of course, $500 million, $500 million goes annually to Planned Parenthood, which runs the nation's largest chain of abortion clinics, and of course has been engaging in this very, you know, highly unethical fetal tissue market, where they're, you know, literally being reimbursed money for aborted baby parts. I mean, it's so horrible to even talk about, but.
Well, it's beyond unethical, Maureen. It's illegal, and then what happens is they end up jailing the guy who has the video evidence of their illegality, and Planned Parenthood gets away with it, and and David DeLayden ends up in jail. I mean, how upside down are we here?
You know, incredibly upside down. It seems more and more black is white, white is black, that we're in this Alice in Wonderland state in this country. You know, the stakes couldn't be higher, and now we have this election season on our hands, which is, you know, one of the most unusual election seasons. One thing we know for sure is that Hillary Clinton has an incredibly extreme record on abortion, promoting even late-term abortions. Of course, she just got Planned Parenthood's highest award for her advocacy for abortion. So at least one thing we know clearly is that Hillary Clinton is a diehard advocate of abortion on demand. She wants taxpayers to be paying for it, and she even defends late-term abortion.
Well, and the thing is about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi included, I mean, they've been honored with the Margaret Sanger Award, and they put that out there like the president, you know, I keep waiting for the president to be walking around in a Che Guevara, you know, T-shirt as a result of Cuba. I mean, you know, going down there and celebrating, you know, the heinous crimes and murders of these rebels, and somehow it's acceptable, and it's like, wait a minute, what happened to history? You guys, you know, are you disconnected from the reality of history and what these figures represent? But somehow, because they've become iconic figures, you know, in academia, that, you know, we've checked out our brains, and we cannot measure, you know, the characters of these people and what they represent and how much harm. I mean, you know, today we have so many people being offended over restrooms that we can't seem to be offended by people who just murder millions of people.
You know, I mean, the human rights abuses in Cuba continued, you know, as the president was on Cuban soil. Mm-hmm. And the human rights abuses, the suppression of religious liberty. And, you know, on this issue of international religious liberty, anyone who reads the headlines knows that there's a genocide and persecution of Christians and other religious minorities going on in the Middle East and elsewhere. And Congress voted unanimously to be a genocide. The European Parliament had long since done this. The British Parliament had declared this to be genocide. finally, the Obama administration has recognized this to be genocide. And just a day ago, Congress passed another bill unanimously, an international religious freedom bill, to beef up our efforts, because how much worse it would be. You know, we've had this scandalous violence.
Exactly. Well, Maureen, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Maureen Malloy Ferguson on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country are concerned about the economy and are taking a wait-and-see approach to growth as election year anxiety rises. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, only 29% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will improve in the coming year. Furthermore, 67% believe the presidential election will affect their business. More than half say the same for congressional elections. Small business owners also expressed increased concern about healthcare costs and the stock market. As a result, they seem to be pulling back on hiring and growth plans, which have both declined since last year. Rob Hilson, small business executive at Bank of America, discusses the findings.
The unusual nature of this election year appears to be impacting the outlook of small business owners for both their business and the economy. Nearly 6 in 10 entrepreneurs plan to keep headcount the same, and another 17% said they were undecided about hiring, suggesting that many are taking a wait-and-see approach.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez Live.
Can't see the world on the way. When this one is gone, 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 we're ready, Jesus. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back. back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And I'll tell you, we're bringing it on. That is the DVD Blu-ray disc of the movie Risen, one of the top 10 faith-based movies that's been out. And you got a chance to get it free. All you got to do is send me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the hoppa. I want to win that movie, and be happy to do that for you. Just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tis the season. It is graduation time, and for some parents, it's also time to think about, okay, what do we do? You know, we got college around the corner. You know, we need to save for college. Also, May 29th, the end of this month, is Save for Education Day, dedicated to raising awareness for 529 plans and setting educational savings goals. Now, you may say, 529 plans, what's a 529? Well, that's what we're going to talk about and give you some understanding, because according to the annual 529 plan awareness survey from financial services firm Edward Jones, the majority, which is to say 75% of Americans, still don't know what a 529 plan is. In its fifth year monitoring college savings awareness, the survey found that fewer Americans could correctly identify a 529 plan as a college savings tool from among four potential options, down 9 percentage points from 2015, which was 66%, and revealing a decrease in awareness overall. Well, here to heighten the awareness is Danae Domian. She is a principal with Tailored Solutions. Danae, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, look at families, you know, in some cases you get people that are looking at college maybe closer than they want and say, can we have a little bit more time here? But there are some things, some tools that are available to us to help us save for college so that it's not quite the burden, you know, for some of the families as it has been. I mean, when you talk about $1.8 trillion in tuition debt here, you know, things have gotten out of hand, but we just need to plan a little bit better, and maybe we can help mitigate some of these expenses, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, planning is the key, and taking action is the second key for sure.
Now, were these results surprising for you? Because I was telling you, I was surprised to see that the needle's moving in the wrong direction here in terms of people's awareness of the 529 plan.
That's exactly right. You know, so first of all, what didn't surprise us is that 9 out of 10 Americans believe that a college degree is really important for future employment. Mm-hmm. But what really did surprise us was that 3 out of 4 Americans still don't know what a 529 college savings plan is. And that's just so unfortunate, considering how important a college education is for the future opportunities of our kids, you know, who are working really hard.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some of its advantages and why the 529 plan was instituted in the first place.
Yeah, so the 529 college savings plan has actually been around since the mid-1990s, and the 529 name is the named after the IRS tax code 529, but that's not what's significant about the plans. What is significant is that it really is the best way to save for college expenses, and it's got lots of advantages, as you can imagine. Otherwise, we wouldn't be focusing on it.
Exactly. Well, people need to understand and discern the advantage. If they don't, they're not going to want to participate with it, right?
That's exactly right. So the more equipped our parents and grandparents are on what the options are and how important it is to save for such an important investment in our kids' future, it's really important that they understand some of the advantages and how to go about that.
Well, give us some of the mechanics, if you would, Danae.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, the college savings plan is really convenient, and the biggest thing that most people like is that it is very tax-friendly. So the investments inside the account grow, and they compound, and then when you take it out to pay for college expenses, it comes out tax-free, which is a huge advantage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anytime we can say tax-free, that's always a huge advantage, right?
Tax-free is good, yes. Right. The other thing that people really like about it, so think about the old-fashioned savings account, where at the age of 18 or 21 in most states, the kids get control of the money. So you could have saved all this time to pay for college, and when the kids turn 18, they go, college, car, right?
Right.
So the control stays with the parents in a 529 college savings plan. So that's very unique, and parents and grandparents especially like making sure that they stay in control of those accounts.
Well, you know, it's...
Go ahead.
Yeah,
and lastly, the third big piece is that anyone can contribute to a plan. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, neighbors. You know, if there's money left over in the account, you know what? You can give it to somebody else in your family. It's really flexible.
Really? Wow, that's great. So anybody can deposit into this. I mean, this is awesome when it comes to, you know, a Christmas, Hanukkah present or whatever. Hey, you just put it in the college savings plan for them. I mean, this goes a long way. This is a brilliant idea.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Save for Education Day. We know it's coming up the end of this month. How did this come about?
So as a firm, we have a lot of clients that have kids and grandkids, and they absolutely understand the need for college savings and a desire to give their kids this opportunity. But what we also understand is this big lack of awareness on how to get started. Just like we have in the survey, is that only 1 out of 4 Americans know what a 529 college savings plan is. So we thought, you know what? What can we do to help raise this awareness to give the next generation of kids the biggest opportunity to at least graduate from college without as much debt or debt-free versus the alternative? So we thought May 29th, 529 day, and the
yes,
month of May was a great way to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. So let's rewind here for just a moment in terms of the awareness level being so low. Why do you think it remains low?
You know, I wish we knew. I mean, we just don't know, which is one of the reasons that we did the survey. And we're really trying to reverse that trend. So thank you, Bill, for having me on the show today, because we hope this helps.
Well, you know, thank you for being here, and hopefully our listeners can say thank you, too, because that's what this is about, is we want to give information to our listeners, to our family of listeners, so that it's of some benefit for them. And, I mean, look, kids are still going to school, and I think it's an absolute disaster and unconscionable when you think about what we're, you know, straddling our kids with in tuition debt. I mean, we basically have allowed them to be enslaved here, and all we need is a little, you know, a little forward thinking and some planning here. And when you've got a 529 college savings plan that's tax free and can help mitigate that 1.8 trillion, because right now it stands at 1.8 trillion, they're projecting another, you know, $1 trillion of tuition debt right around the corner, and that means our grandkids, you know, are queuing up for this kind of debt. So, you know, this is this 529 college savings plan is a great way, I think, to, you know, to begin to mitigate some of these problems. I mean, just what you want is your grandchild going off, you know, graduating from college and saying thank you very much. I've got, you know, 30. Well, probably by the time they graduate, the average, I think, is about $30,000 in debt. It'll probably be like 50 or 60 the way things grow, right?
That's exactly right. Unfortunately, the cost of college is outpacing inflation, which means that every month, every year that you don't start saving for college education, you're actually going backwards. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good feeling.
Exactly. And again, I just can't reinforce enough here, Danae, when you talk about it being tax-free like this, this is a great bonus. And, you know, we need to up the numbers here and get more people not only aware of 529, but also get them vested in this program as well. Where can they go to find out more information on this?
Absolutely. Our firm's website, edwardjones.com, and collegesavings.org have great information to get you started.
Well, Danae, you've been there. I mean, you're the expert. What do you say is the most important thing our listeners can do to save for the cost of education?
You know, given how important a college education is, absolutely don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Just start now.
Yeah, start doing it. I mean, you might look at it as like that big elephant in the room and you got to eat it, but it's one piece at a time. But you got to start doing something. And again, remind them of the website where they can go for more information, Danae.
EdwardJones.com and collegesavings.org.
Danae Domian has been with us. Thank you very much, Danae. This is Bill Martinez at 29 after the top of the hour.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, live and fresh every day, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. And if you want to be in the running for those free DVD Blu-rays of the movie Risen, you know, among the top 10 most successful faith-based movies at the box office, available free. All you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Say, Martinez, count me in. I want to be in the running, okay? And who knows, you could be having your very own copy of Risen before it comes out, which is going to be officially released on May the 24th. Well, we have with us the editor-in-chief of conservative political site Opportunity Lives, John Hart, who wants to remind us that times aren't as bad as they may seem. You know, we were talking about that earlier with Kate Obenshain and others, even with James Hurston. I think, you know, people are freaking out, you know, as I'm traveling across the country. It's like they're waking up from this slumber and going, what happened to America? Well, John is here to encourage us because he tells us with over 20 years of experience in politics and public policy, the politically conservative editor says, there is still hope in this age of Trump. John Hart, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we need some encouragement, buddy. I'm telling you, people are, you know, kind of unhinging here. It's almost like we've been in a stupor and we're waking up and go, what happened to our America?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I think there are quite a few things, I think, to point to. You know, and I'll preface this by saying, like, I'm not a Trump fan at all. You know, I would, mm-hmm. I would love to see a third-party independent candidate, in fact. But even in spite of that, there are some trends that I think are really encouraging. And the first one is the rise of America's new elites, you know, which mm-hmm. are we the people. So right. the framing and narrative of this election has been the outsiders versus the establishment. And that's been a convenient storyline for politicians who want to appeal to voters who are frustrated with the status quo. But they've really mischaracterized the power relationship, I think, between individual Americans and the institutions of government. And the reality is, and look, I've lived through this where, you know, in the 90s and 2000s when I worked for Tom Coburn, mm-hmm. you know, he went after the earmark process. And we actually succeeded in getting rid of earmarks. And it was because of the rise of the blogosphere, social media, technology. So there's been a big shift in power from centralized institutions to individuals. And that's been true not just in the United States, but all throughout Europe and the UK, the Arab Spring. It hasn't always produced immediately fantastic results. But we're at a point in our history where, you know, arguably we have the most democratic society we've ever had. And so the question is, well, what are we going to do with that? And then, you know, that leads to this question of what does it mean to be a good citizen in 21st century America? And how do we have a really constructive debate? You know, and I would argue that we need to have a, quote, civil war where you argue civilly about differences of opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's the entire purpose of our First Amendment, you know, is to let true and false ideas grapple, because whoever mm-hmm. knew truth to be pinned by falsity in a yes. free and open exchange. So we have the tools of technology. We've got the political culture to do that. We have to just engage and elevate a debate about what works. And another sign, you know, kind of hope is, I think the right kind of got off track really in the past 5 or 6 years after the Tea Party, and I'm a big Tea Party guy. I love what the mm-hmm. Tea Party's done.
Right.
And we embraced kind of this conservative Phariseeism, where we elevated the appearance of purity but not the practice of it, where people were applauded for taking, quote, tough stands but didn't actually have a plan to limit government effectively.
Exactly.
And that's very corrosive, because what that does is it just makes people more upset. And in some ways that led to the rise of Trump, because you had, you know, showdowns like the government shutdown that I thought was not a smart strategy, where Ted Cruz said, if we only stand firm, we'll be able to get rid of Obamacare. Well, that was not true. He was really criticizing the system of government our founders created, and where change is only possible incrementally most of the time. And politicians don't like to say that. They don't like to be seen as, quote, selling out. But there's nothing cowardly about acknowledging the power dynamic within D.C. when you have a president whose signature achievement, you know, is not going to be, you know, he's just not going to agree to get rid of it.
Right, exactly.
67 votes in the Senate. So just acknowledging that doesn't make you cowardly. It makes you a good general. It makes you, you know, like in the Pacific, you know, it would be like arguing that we should have invaded mainland Japan instead of doing an island hopping strategy. Well, there was nothing cowardly at all about what our soldiers did in the Pacific, I can tell you, where we went island by island and won that war. And that's what we have to do in terms of our country and our freedoms, is fight these battles, you know, one by one.
Right. So, well, part of oh, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say relative to the, you know, Tea Party, because I too have you know, a lot of agreement with the Tea Party, but I think that when history looks back, we're going to see that the IRS really complicated things, and they also invited the rise to Donald Trump because of what they did in the background and how they got away with it, what Lois Lerner was able to do, and you know, supported by this administration, by the judiciary, that said, you know, they were not complicit, somehow their hands were clean. You know, and I mean, you know, as you say, all this falsity that has been you know, undergirded and has been something that we've been bathing in for, you know, for too long, you know, people are, you know, are fed up with this. And they go, right. Okay, let's find out what the truth is. Let's do some hard work. Let's confront these issues. And I agree. I see the rise of We the People. We hear this time and time again. And I think maybe one of the opportunities, and of course your old boss Tom Coburn, he'd be great to have on this particular project. And that is that, you know, in much the same way you say, you look back and say, well, America got started with a revolution. And, you know, one of the things that was part of that revolution was they had to declare the grievances that they had with the existing government. And I believe we, the people, need to come together and articulate what our grievances are. Spell it out, not only for our government, but for the rest of the world to know that, hey, look, at you know, this is a country that was established of, for, and by we, the people, not by, of, by and for the elites and the political ruling class. And we need to take this country back and clearly stipulate what our grievances are with this form of government. And if we need to put them on timeout, then let's put them on timeout and let's get people in there who are serious about the people's business.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, the IRS issue is one that, if anything, we're not talking about that enough. Because it's an issue that gets at the freedoms of all Americans, not just Tea Party people. Because when you have, you know, one faction of government that has power, using the power of the state as a tool of political persecution, mm-hmm. that should enrage anyone who loves freedom and liberty. It doesn't matter what party you're in, what side you're on. And that's the kind of issue that I think we need to be elevating over and over again. And and Trump, I don't think, you know, my issue with Trump is he doesn't have a real agenda or plan. I mean, there's no there. I think what the country really wants, I think what people are clamoring for, is someone to first be a disruptor, to disrupt the status quo and where things are, and that's perfectly rational, actually. Mm-hmm. And then the second, but you have to follow that up with somebody who's a constructor, somebody who's a builder.
Yeah, where are we going? Where are we going?
View and a vision. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Where's the vision? Where are we going? Exactly. No, you're exactly right, and that's what we've been saying on this show. Is that we're looking for that voice that says, okay, this is what we got, and here's what you're going to get. You know, it's the same thing like with Obamacare. The Republicans have been chewing on this, and they've been talking about repealing it all these years.
Yeah.
But what are you replacing it with? You know, give us a vision, a forecast of what it's going to be replaced with, because the fact of the matter is the people have gotten used to this, at least the concept of a national health care plan.
Yeah. Well, Coburn has a plan, so does Paul Ryan. We introduced mm-hmm. the first Obamacare alternative before it became law. So there are plans, but yeah, you're right that we don't spend enough time emphasizing what we're for and why our
exactly.
vision is superior, and that's what we've mm-hmm. got to do.
John Hart, Editor-in-Chief of Opportunity Lives. John, thank you so much for being with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they are proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
It's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Get it now on digital. On Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. You know why Planned Parenthood doesn't show women an ultrasound picture of the baby? Well, I'll tell you why. Because 90% of the women who see an ultrasound of their baby don't go through with the abortion. And this is why, you know, it would hurt business for Planned Parenthood. This is why it's hurting business for Planned Parenthood, as a matter of fact. And this is why we decided to support and get on the bus with SaveTheStorks.com. They got 21 buses out there right now, and they provide a free ultrasound picture of a woman's baby who is thinking about an abortion. They park outside a clinic, and they do this all legally, and offer this service to women. And 85% of the time, the women choose life. And it's not like we choose life and, you know, and Save the Storks moves on. I mean, they travel the rest of the journey with this woman and her decision and her family as well. If they say, look, we're going to choose life, they're going to help with the adoption process. They're going to help with the process of the child living and, you know, and having the support that it needs. And unlike Planned Parenthood and these other abortion clinics, which say, you know, thank you, you know, slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, that's fine, it's all over, we don't want to see you again, is Abby Johnson, you know, from Planned Parenthood and since was freed, you know, from that situation. And she anecdotally writes how they basically just didn't want anything to do with the women and said, hey, don't even go there. When Abby brought it up, saying, well, don't they need some follow-up counseling or anything? Nope, don't even go there. We're not, you know, we've already been paid for our service. That's it. This where it begins, where it ends. But Save the Stork's much different. They're in it for the whole journey. And this is why, again, we've partnered with them. And we invite you to get on the bus with us. Go to SaveTheStorks.com or give them a call at 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Make sure you tell them that Bill Martinez told you to call. Tim Stafford is with us. He's the general editor for God's Justice, the Holy Bible by Zondervan, currently at work on a novel set in a gospel mission. Tim Stafford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here, you know, to talk about you know, God's Justice, this Holy Bible that you were the general editor for, And why did justice come into focus for you? Why? I mean, this seems to be, you know, very, very profound, that, you know, your perspective on this.
Well, I think we're kind of reclaiming an understanding of justice. And, I'm an old guy, but I think younger people are really leading the charge on this. They're realizing that we have issues that the gospel speaks to, and they're issues of justice. And one thing I want to say, Bill, is a lot of times when people hear the word justice, what they actually hear is injustice. So they get a laundry list of all the crimes and things that need to be punished in the world. But that's not what God's justice is about. It's a positive, a shining vision, if I could put it that, of the kind of world that God designed in the first place, wants to recreate, and is recreating. And that's what the story of the Bible is really about, is how God's setting the world right, a world that's broken in many ways.
Right. It is, you know, sometimes because, like you say, you know, the English language being what it is a living language. So, you say bad and that means good. And you know, everything is just turned upside down, even more so in this culture that we live in. But when you look at justice from God's perspective, it is that he's just. Everything about God is perfect. It's all settled. There's peace. There's right. There's righteousness. You know, sometimes you get into those Christianese, you know, kind of religious terms that make people feel uncomfortable. But maybe they need to feel uncomfortable, and that's a whole other discussion. But still, it's the idea that God is a perfect God, and that you know, as he told, I hold this because I hear his voice echoing down through the millennia when he told Cain, he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that is the echo. I mean, that we serve a just God who created us, who has everything perfectly planned, but we're the ones that lose track of the plan, and we get off the plan, and then we wonder why we've got all this crazy confusion going on that even today we're not even sure what bathroom to go into these days.
Well, and so that's why the Bible, I think we need to read the Bible with that big picture in mind, not just God wants to set everything right, all his creation, all the nations of the world are meant to be set right. Everything is meant to be set right. And so it's a really an inspiring way of looking at the world. And that's what, and it's from one book of the, you know, sometimes people think, oh, justice, they're going to talk about the prophets. Well, yeah, you are going to talk about the prophets. You're going to talk about the rest of the Bible too, because one of the things we set out to do in this Bible is to, I have 55 contributors. They're from all over the world. And so it's not just an American Bible. It's not a European Bible. It's a global Bible produced by global Christians who are taking each book of the Bible and saying, this is how this particular book, Leviticus or Numbers or Micah or Romans, they all fit into this big story of how God is setting the world right. And that's the story of justice. It's how God is setting his world right.
Well, you know, you think about it, you know, Jesus said that, you know, when the Pharisees told them on Palm Sunday, hey, tell those people to shut up. And he says, well, hey, even if I did, the very stones, you know, things that God has created will cry out. And to your point, this is what God's creation is doing. I see it here in America and around the world. I mean, you recently traveled to Europe to report on the refugees crisis for Books and Culture. And, you know, to see it like that, you know, yes, you're seeing this horrendous crime and injustice that's going on. But out of it, you're hearing the cries of people that say something is just not consistent with the very nature of who we are.
Yeah, and you're seeing the wounds of an entire region. It's it was interesting. I spent several weeks in Europe interviewing refugees and interviewing the people who are helping them. And by the way, it was really encouraging that everywhere I went, in every country, I found Christians very much involved in caring for refugees and helping them any way they could, from small things, you know, handing out water bottles to people in transit, to big things like helping to organize their camps. But, you know, the Christian church, local church, as well as the international church, is very very much present and involved in that. And that was quite heartening. But, you know,
Tim, real quick, though, but I want to point out here, because what you saw is when Christians are out there helping, they're not, you know, they're not profiling people. I mean, they're helping humanity. It's not like they're sitting there going, well, I've got water here, but I'm not going to give it to this Muslim person.
No, they're not. I mean, that, you know, they're just involved with real needs. You know, I remember one pastor said to me, his church is right on the border between Austria and Germany, and they've seen hundreds of thousands of people come through. And he said, you know, I don't know what the future looks like. I don't have a prescription for how to solve this problem. I just know what I'm supposed to do right now.
Right.
And that's to care for people in need. So.
Well, that goes a long way, doesn't it? I mean, you know, and that opens up the door, as you saw, is that if you're doing that and you're responding to the grace of God and the call that God has right there, then, you know, what's the natural response of these people that are satisfied by somebody who answers their need? They say, I want what do you have? I don't have. I want that, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing that was interesting to observe is, you know, the church in Europe hasn't exactly been brimming with growth and success over the last several generations. But a lot of the Christians that I talked to were really feeling like this was prompting a revival of spirit among them, because they were faced with a situation where they said, you know, we can't be just sitting on our hands. There's something going on. And it was kind of waking them up. That's what they felt. They felt there was something going on that was really good for them as well as for the refugees.
So exactly.
Encouraging.
Well, Tim, how did the NIV God's Justice Bible come about? You know, your vision for that.
It's an interesting question. You know, I came into it a little after the vision was prompted. It actually started in India. There's a Christian organization in India that is involved in publishing all kinds of books and Bibles, and they are very involved in helping some of the gender justice issues, which are very profound, and some of the caste issues. And they felt justice was a big issue for their gospel-centered ministry. So they started saying, let's do a Bible that would highlight these kind of themes. And then the larger organization, which is Biblica, got involved and said, you know, this is maybe more of a global thing than just an Indian thing. So they convened a group of about 35 people from not just their organization, but all different organizations from everything from International Justice Mission to World Vision, and just a great number of different groups came together and said, is this a good idea? Should we do this? And they concluded that it really was a good idea. And then that's when I got the phone call and said, hey, how about getting involved in this? And immediately I said, wow, I really resonate with this. This is something I can see as being very powerful.
Well, you have definitely brought in another dimension and participated in bringing another dimension of the Bible, that it's more than our personal salvation. It's about the journey, and the journey of justice, which can be that agent of change, a powerful agent of change, not only in our immediate neighborhoods, but around the world as well. Congratulations on putting this together. Tim Stafford, Christianity Today senior writer on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tim.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.